In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
Coming up, Apple wants to make some changes to its App Store, but will it be enough to make developers happy?
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. And it's becoming very clear that in order to keep developers happy, Apple must make some key changes or avoid losing them to Android's operating system. Here to discuss the latest on that front is Wall Street Journal reporter Dai Wakabayashi. Hey, Dai.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
So this move stems from a lot of complaints from developers. What have these developers not been happy about?
You know, I think when the App Store opened in 2008, there was a lot of excitement and anticipation that this would be a way for them to make money in this new mobile world. And what ended up happening is, you know, the App Store is now flooded with, you know, more than a million apps. It's really hard for them to stand out. And there's not enough flexibility in the way that people can price their apps to make money. And the one way to explain that would be like, you know, in the PC era, people would write a piece of software. And then when they do a major update of it, what they would do is they would charge customers for that update. In the app world, that's not really feasible. So either you have to charge them all up front, so you have to assume, put in a price that assumes a certain number of updates, of major updates, or you say, hey, pay $5 for my app, you give them the app, and then when a major update comes, you say, hey, can you delete the app that you paid $5 for and then download this new app and pay $5 for this new app? And so it creates this kind of problem where the business models for the way software was sold doesn't really match up with the way the App Store pricing had been in place.
Right. So fast forward, Apple says it will implement a series of changes to its App Store. What will these changes entail?
So the biggest one is that it will allow subscriptions for a wider variety of apps, for basically all apps. Right now, it had been limited to, you know, music streaming like Spotify or, you know, video streaming like Netflix. But now, if you have like a productivity software and you can charge someone a dollar a month for it, and the big economic change is that the 70-30 split that currently exists in the App Store. So right now, if you sell an app for a dollar, Apple keeps 30 cents of that, and you get 70. Mm-hmm. If you go to the subscription model and you have a subscriber who's with you for more than a year, that 70-30 split changes to 85-15. So you keep 85% of that subscription revenue, and Apple gets half of what it used to get, which is from 30 to 15%.
The timing of this is notable for Apple with, you know, iPhone sales falling short for the first time in history. Ultimately, how essential is it for Apple to keep its developers happy right about now?
You know, it is really like one of the most important things. You know, apps have as I don't know if you've ever seen that famous video of Steve Ballmer when he was CEO of Microsoft going crazy saying developers, developers, developers
right, sure.
across the stage. You know, as long as there are platforms, software platforms, so operating systems where, you know, people can create applications on top of it, it's essential to have buy-in from developers because they will create, you know, all the things and the software, the entertainment, the productivity software that kind of makes your device and makes your platform more useful and more appealing to consumers. And so, you know, at a time when hardware sales are slowing, Apple can't do anything to alienate its developers. I mean, you could argue that they should have never done that.
But, right.
You know, it's especially important now.
Very good. Dai Wakabayashi, thanks very much for joining the podcast.
All right. Thank you.
That'll do it for this edition of Tech News Briefing. For more podcasts, please check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. I'm Tanya Bustos for The Wall Street Journal in New York. Thanks for listening.